I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. As many of us know, parenting is a very tricky proposition, filled with lots of surprises. Some pleasant and some, well, not so much. Surprises that aren't addressed in the owner's manual. Most parents do their best to sort it all out as they go along, hoping their instincts and judgments are good ones, or at least not disastrous. Our hope, of course, is that over time our children find a path in life that's filled with meaning and purpose. And those are the wistful sentiments we hear from this week's essayist, Mary Ellen Butkey.
I believe one of the most important jobs I have as a parent is to help my children discover their passions. This belief was revealed to me through my daughter, Alicia. Alicia came into my life at 18 months old. With bright hazel eyes and a smile that lit up the room, Alicia was the most energetic toddler I ever met. As an adoptee myself, I always knew I would adopt, but meeting Alicia was God's wake-up call, telling me emphatically, "This is your daughter." I fell in love. Alicia's early life was traumatic. Born to a mom who struggled with drugs and alcohol, she was taken from her home and placed in foster care. When Alicia was 2, I became her foster mother. The Energizer Bunny, she slept in 2-hour chunks and turned my world upside down. Many professionals later, Alicia was diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Heavy on the H, I always add it. School was a constant struggle. When she was little, I asked Alicia what she came to Earth to do. Without delay, she responded, "To take care of animals." And Alicia pursued this passion with a vengeance. At age 8, Alicia fell in love with horses. Horses became her motivation, her joy, and her salvation. Her reading didn't come easily, but the prospect of going on a journey with pony pals inspired her to continue to push through. This passion, coupled with tremendous teachers and mentors along her path, transformed Alicia from a struggling girl to a confident young woman. Now a freshman at UMass Amherst studying equine management, Alicia needed to find a summer internship. Determined to reschool off-the-track thoroughbreds, I encouraged her to dream big. She landed an interview at the Secretariat Center in Lexington, Kentucky, a possibility that was far beyond her wildest dreams. When interviewed and asked why she wanted to be there, Alicia replied, "Well, I was in foster care, and my mom's adopted me. I got a second chance at life, and racehorses deserve a second chance, too." Enough said. She was in. And today, as we drove the overflowing Subaru from Lexington, we reflect together on her experience and talk about the idea of sharing her story of struggle and triumph with others. She enthusiastically agrees that the message she hopes to share is to never, ever give up. Tears of gratitude flood me, realizing that through her passion, Alicia found her way home.
Mary Ellen Butkey describes herself as an avid political junkie and advocate for education and equality. Butkey advises education philanthropists to enhance their collective impact. She and her partner Joe live in Providence with their children, Alicia and Matthew. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.